From a sidewalk not too far from the front door of the Uptown Theater in Cleveland Park sits David Casterline, awaiting the release of Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Yeah, I'm just waiting in line to get into the movie theater for Star Wars next Thursday.
And he's not alone.
I am David's girlfriend.
And together they sit in what some could call an outdoor living room.
Yeah, I got two wooden chairs and a recliner that I got for free on Craigslist the other day.
He also has a beach chair as a bed, a tarp, and some entertainment, but his girlfriend Sarah Weimar wants one more addition.
I think a little table would be fun. He and I have joked that we should set up a table and flowers and have a little date or something and tell people we just met or it's a first date.
But it's not a first date. It's not even the first time camping out for a Star Wars movie. Casterline did something like this when he was in high school for the last Star Wars film released a decade ago. Unlike previous films, he also has his ticket, so why is he camping out?
Just to be the first one in. Get in the door first.
And the Fairfax resident chose the Uptown Theater to watch the film.
This theater has some history. The original movie played here in 77, and there's not a lot of those theaters left, so it's a little more of a deal coming here.
But the camp has gotten some attention.
Just questions and people taking my photo and people asking me if they can park here, and just all sorts of crazy stuff.
Some may say they're a little crazy being in line this early.
That's a matter of opinion. My opinion would be that it's passionate and different, and weird is cool.
That passion led Casterline to plan this whole thing out. He reached out to the movie theater to let them know he was doing this, and they put up a metal barrier for him.
No, if I could have, I would have been even earlier.
He even adjusted his work schedule so he could camp out.
I moved around my schedule a little bit, took 2 days off work, and someone's going to come in and sit in my spot for a day.
But wouldn't this camp just end up being cleared out by police?
Every officer has been rooting us on, cheering us on, saying, good job, guys.
Now, this isn't exactly the most traditional camp out. Along with his free furniture, Casterline has been going home to shower and prepare for the day ahead. And both he and Weimar have had some creature comforts.
Yeah, I got some coffee from the coffee shop. I'm sitting in a recliner. It's actually it's beautiful weather.
And for those who give these two weird looks,
we're not as weird as we look, I guess. Or maybe we are. I don't know.
In Northwest DC, Dennis Foley, WTOP News.